This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, my.
Good morning.
Oh,
there's
man.
Just so much going
92.7.
Keep track of it all.
WMDX.
John showed me a video. I cannot, I'm speechless.
It is absolutely the grossest video you'll ever see in adoration of Trump. You have to check this out. Look for it. On yeah. X, it's on there.
Well, I scrolled it away.
It shows a couple. They put a little float together for their church,
like on a wagon, like a kid's wagon, sort of a float thing.
And they're going down the aisle of this church during service,
right?
And there is a baby swaddled in red velvet.
A real baby.
In a little basket.
Not a doll.
This is a real baby, and if you look at it, the video, this baby is crying tears, man. It is not happy, and in the background, you can see the mom behind the float laughing and just having a time, you know?
Well, and there's a little boy.
And then behind this baby in a basket is a podium.
Right.
Where it's supposedly representing the podium that Trump would speak at.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their son up there, their little boy son. Yeah,
probably three or four years old.
Yeah, and he's standing there with his head buried on the top of that podium, embarrassed to death to be a part of this. It's so gross.
They're dragging him down the aisle of the church.
Of the church. It is just...
With American flag.
There's nothing
a Trump logo.
I've never seen
anything like
this. Oh, my God.
Anyway. As you start your day around Madison, cloudy skies, 57 degrees, temperatures dropping through the day.
No,
I know
hope
you
for
can't,
that family.
Can't transition just, out of this. It's just low. Yeah.
I mean, anyway. This baby is crying.
And
little boy buries his head on top of the podium.
He's embarrassed.
Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, just traumatic. Yeah. It's just traumatic. It's trauma for me. I can't imagine.
You're going to be okay?
That little boy.
Want to lie down for a minute?
The baby
on the
doesn't
couch?
Know what's going on, but that boy is like, he's never going to forget that. Holy crap.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, what a way to start the hour.
We're taking some calls and some texts this morning. You can get in touch with us 608-879-TALK. That's 879-8255. Or download the Civic Media app, and you can text us right from that.
You know, the big thing about Trump becoming president is now we're going to see Christian nationalism take center stage. Because you can't really be, and I just found this out last night. I was trying to find out what it is that makes a person patriotic. Mm. And, you know, they're talking about in education... to teach everyone how to be a real patriot, to be a real American, you know, getting rid of all the woke somehow doesn't. It has to be done because then you can be a real American. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Now I understand what it is. It's adding church and religion to your citizenship. Mm-hmm. And if you have both elements, religion and citizenship, you are a true patriot. You have to have those two elements. All right.
Apparently so. Yeah.
We've got a call here. We've got Dick on the line. Hi, Dick. What's up?
I think last week I mentioned Caliglia to you guys, and that was a friend of mine that brought it up.
Yeah.
And now it's bearing out. On Saturday in the New York Times, Michelle Goldberg references Caliglia as to the way he's doing this stuff with these appointees. But as we're going now, I wouldn't be surprised. I think he's going to form something new. It's going to be the Trump Youth Corps, and I think he's going to put Kyle Rittenhouse in charge of that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. His name has not been mentioned yet.
Don't give him any ideas. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Nick, you just brought me down even further.
Oh, that's
then the scene in the church. It's just unbelievable.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you for that comment.
All right, let's get to this patriotism.
Yes.
Okay,
patriotism.
Oklahoma school chief Ryan Walters. Now they've been talking about him possibly becoming the Department of Ed secretary, right? Unless, of course, they get rid of the department, but they have to have some kind of department in order to make everybody into super patriots in schools.
Okay.
You know, some kind of indoctrination. You have to have somebody in charge. And Ryan Walters, the superintendent of Oklahoma schools, has directed all public school teachers in the state to play this video to students where he says a prayer for Trump. And I want to play this. This is cut 112. And this is what he required every teacher in the state to play for their students. Listen to this.
We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions. We will not tolerate that in any school in Oklahoma. We want our students to be patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join. But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear God, thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high-quality lives. I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great and that they continue to love this country. Amen.
What a message, right? And it's a prayer to Trump, essentially, not God anymore. And here's the thing. The reporters, I think at this point, have to ask this guy, this Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, exactly what makes a person a patriot? Mm-hmm. What are they going to teach in school that will make them super American patriots? I want to know what the subject matter is. How are they going to change education in a way that makes them patriotic? What is it? No one's asked these people. What are the courses?
How are we going to do this?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
they act like maybe because church was taken out of the schools, prayer was taken out of the schools, that somehow education took a hit. And I don't know what influence a prayer has on learning about math or science or history. I don't know what
geography.
That has to do with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, education took a big hit when they took prayer out of schools, right?
Yeah.
Now, get this. Oklahoma, he's the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, it's ranked 49th in education at this point.
They need some help.
Yeah, they need some help. No wonder they're begging for prayers, right? That's going to help. And then maybe 10 years later, they'll find, well, maybe that didn't help that much. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
This kind of, in my opinion, this kind of lack of education. They want people not to get the kind of education they need anymore. They want to normalize this living paycheck to paycheck, struggling, not being educated, not getting a college education.
Yeah.
All of that. So I'll tell you what, you know, somebody had a handle on this a long time ago.
Yeah.
You pointed this out to me.
Yeah, I was listening to this cut the other day, and it's George Carlin.
Yes.
And we've played this before, but just listen to everything that he talks about has actually
really
come to
fit
pass.
This.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, that The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a fuck about them. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That's right. That's right.
George Carlin. Yeah,
talking about the millionaires and billionaires, which now, by the way, they're not hiding it.
No,
they're in charge, and they want to be in charge.
It's all out there.
Yeah. And they're going to have one of those big tax cuts again for the billionaires and millionaires. And as we have talked about before on this show, the billionaire donors for universities around the country, they're calling the shots now. Mm-hmm. They're telling the universities that they don't want to see these protests going on. They don't want to see support for Palestine. No. They don't want to see anything. And if that stuff continues to happen on campuses, they're going to withdraw their funding. So that's it leaves the colleges in a really hard place. So, by the way, we were talking about Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma superintendent of schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interview from CNN. We're going to play that next.
Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yes, kind of appropriate, a long-distance turnaround, right?
Right. The roundabout.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, we've got so much more coming up this half hour. You gotta stay tuned because I did a lot of research.
On what?
I wanted to pay off here, you know.
Okay. All right.
We're talking about schools and education, but first...
Let's do a weather update here.
Brittany
is not with us today, so let me just, you know,
covering the hurricane, I guess.
She's down in Florida, hovering above the hurricane. She likes to go up in those planes and drive through the hurricanes.
Yeah.
We hope she'll give us a complete report when she comes back, but until then, it's cloudy around Madison. It's kind of dreary. We had some more rain overnight. It looks like the rain is gone, and temperature's going to be dropping now. That warm front moved through. And now some cooler air coming in. Started out about 57 degrees. We'll get down to the low 50s later today. Nothing to be concerned about.
Well, that's good. You know, I wore my sweater today.
Yeah. That's the inside on the outside, yes. Whether we like it or not, John. Over to you.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. You know, he required all the teachers all over the state to play a video where he gave everybody a little prayer to God and to Trump at the same time.
We heard that. Yeah.
Yes. I think they equal each other. But anyway, he appeared on CNN, unfortunately.
He did. What did he have to say?
Well, he got grilled by the reporter. Let's check this out. This is cut 114 and see what happens to Ryan Walters as he is grilled by CNN reporter.
The question, where is your authority specifically coming from? As you know, thousands of people, including parents who signed a petition to impeach you with more than 14,000 signatures at last check, say this is government overreach and you're taking control away from local parents, local school boards and parents over their kids. What do you say to that? And where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
You know, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's the not a left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
The Constitution's pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty. I know the left doesn't want our kids to know anything about the role the Bible played in American history. They don't want any of our kids to know about the Constitution. Our religious liberties are protected, and the left has driven the Bible out of schools, driven prayer out of schools, and everything in education's gotten worse since. Before we had a federal Department of Education and we had the Bible and prayer in school, guess what? We were leading the free world. This was the greatest country in the world, and we have seen every statistic has gotten worse since the creation of the Federal Department of Education and the Supreme Court pulled the Bible and prayer out of schools. President Trump has won on this issue. He has a crystal clear mandate. It's what Americans want. It's what Oklahomans want. And so we're going to deliver on those on President Trump's promises here in Oklahoma.
All right. First of all, the Constitution is not crystal clear on that. It doesn't have God in it. There is this Establishment Clause in the First Amendment, which the Supreme Court has routinely said it requires the separation of church and state and public schools. There are many cases that there are. Hold on, I'm speaking. There are many cases where the Supreme Court has routinely ruled on that. You went after woke teachers and the radical left in your announcement for attacking religious liberty, but your critics are saying that by requiring Bibles in every classroom and requiring this prayer video, you're trying to impose your religion on students in violation of the Establishment Clause.
Yes.
They say the Constitution, scholars say the Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like
it. I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history.
What
okay?
does that have to do
the reality
with anything?
Is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history. Why'd the pilgrims come to America? Why in the world did Abraham Lincoln mention God and God's providence in so many of his speeches? How
he
do you explain
it?
Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from a Birmingham jail where he goes through biblical examples if the left continues to censor the Bible from our history classes? Listen, the left doesn't have to like it. They can be offended by it. But we've got to teach history to our young people to make this country great again. President Trump has a clear mandate. Our kids have to understand what made America great in the first place. And obviously the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence are indispensable in understanding the story of America.
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court obviously took prayer out of schools.
Right.
It was unconstitutional.
Separation of church and state.
Violated the First Amendment.
Pretty much it.
And, courses aren't dependent on the Bible being next to them. And then he gives examples of, historical figures mentioning religion in their speeches or in their research. Doesn't mean that they're pushing it in schools. It doesn't mean that you have to have prayer in schools or have the Trump Bible in their schools, because that was what they basically, their outline for a Bible would have to have these certain elements in it. And every one of those elements just happened to be the Trump Bible.
It almost seemed like he was trying to backpedal towards the end of that clip there where he was saying to use the Bible as a historical document. But newsflash, the Bible is not considered the most accurate of historical documents out there
right.
because
no, it
it's
isn't.
Such a religious text.
Exactly.
Yeah. lots of different documents put together over hundreds of years too.
Yeah. It's very crazy. Self-contradictory.
Yes.
Because it would never make any sense. And he's foisting this off on the public schools. Now, again, he is probably being considered for the Department of Education. They're going to have some kind of Department of Education. So that's what we're looking forward to. If, of course, he becomes the head of that department. We'll
I do want to mention, I don't know if you got this story from Tim Slecker. He sent it to us in an email.
I did. I haven't looked at that. What?
In the story, it mentioned that there were a couple of school districts that refused to play the video for their students. And Preston Public Schools superintendent put out a press release. I think there's a fine line over what is our responsibility as a school and what is the family's responsibility. Everyone has the right to choose whether they go to school and has the right to choose where they go to church, but for us to think that it's our job to impose our will on students' religious freedom, it's not going to happen here. There were a few school districts like Preston Public Schools that refused to play that video.
Right.
Great point.
Getting some texts in here.
A lot of text here.
Here's a text says, I'm pretty sure that the Tulsa race massacres isn't taught in Oklahoma public schools.
It's not taught in Wisconsin either.
No. This is what anti-woke looks like in practice. That's a good point.
And that really should have been taught.
Oh, man.
And the conservatives, big shot
piping in here,
wants to turn this country and the people into a serfdom.
Okay.
Or education has gotten worse since girls have been allowed to wear pants.
Thanks for your
another
text,
good reference point.
Okay. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in a moment.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Morning Show, and we've been kind of concentrating a little bit here on Christian nationalism, at least being taught in our schools, because that makes you a super patriot. If you just have a little Bible there and a history book or a math book, it makes you a super patriot. And I think that's what they mean by getting woke out and making everybody super patriots. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Now, Pete Hegseth, who has been nominated to be the Secretary of Defense, he has an opinion as well that includes his faith. And he moved to New Jersey to send his kids to a classical Christian rural school in Tennessee, non-public. Let's listen to this cut. This is cut 117.
Moved to a school in Tennessee specifically because of the curriculum, the virtues, the belief systems of that school. It's a small, conservative, classical Christian rural school that reinforces our values. And we moved from New Jersey, where there were lots of wonderful people. Like, states like that get a bad rap, but there's full of a lot of, like, faithful, conservative patriots. And what you realize when you pull the curtain back over 100 years is the entire pipeline of our education system has been federalized intentionally and taken over not just by like lefties or technocrats or bureaucrats. Everyone you meet through that timeline who's pushing hard on the shoulder of on the plow of education is an atheist, a Marxist, or a socialist, or a humanist. There are a lot of them are humanists, which is
what's crazy. A humanist?
Humanist is basically completely rejects Christianity or faith at all. And so it's all humanity is at the center of good and evil, right and wrong. It's effectively secularism posited as an alternative religion to Christianity. Oh, so it'll find politics as an avenue. And so humanists are often socialists or Marxists or communists in alongside being a humanist. But it's the worship of mankind as the highest being, okay, as opposed to God as the highest being. So they're all that's the train of people pushing this educational philosophy. And I used to think it started in the 60s, and it actually goes back to the progressive era and even before that. But they very intentionally, the one thing they knew they had to remove from the beginning was God. God had to come out of the schools because God was the immovable object that prevented their utopian
violation
schemes.
Of the
they
Constitution.
Wanted, you know, if you want to manipulate children, you want to change the way they think, rewire the relationship of families, you have to get at the God thing because the garden and the sin in the garden is all disrupts those utopian schemes. And so the early progressives, communists, Marxists, very intentionally worked hard in creating systems that slowly but surely removed God.
Isn't that crazy stuff? Again, Pete Hegseth. Now, when you think about what he said, he wants the schools to teach religion to all of these kids, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to parental responsibility. If you want your children to be religious, maybe you should start at home. Maybe you should send them to church. Yeah. Maybe you should do it. Maybe you should do all this stuff in your private life. This isn't something that's public. This isn't something that should be foisted off on other religions, other kids who have other religions in these schools. Why not, you know, take some parental responsibility, and if you want them to be Christians, send them to church, teach them about Christianity at home. It doesn't have to be in the public place, right?
There you go.
It doesn't make it any different.
I was going to ask you guys before. Didn't you guys both went to public schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And yet, I think one of you at least had to say prayers in schools, right?
Yes. And it was a public school. It was in fifth grade in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow.
And not only did we say the Pledge of Allegiance, but also the Lord's Prayer. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And there was a crucifix above the blackboard. This is a public school. Yes.
And look at how you turned out.
Yeah, no problems here. We're getting a bunch of texts here. George Carlin was right, Doug says, from St. Francis. The audio excerpt has never been more true. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Doug.
Yep.
Serial adulterer, Pete Hegseth, Mark says, from the SAC. And how many of Trump's cabinet picks have had sexual harassment or criminal histories? I'm counting three so far. Well, we know about Pete Hegseth.
Right.
He has some criminal trans or
and Matt Gaetz.
Sexual assault charges. Matt Gaetz. Not sure who the third one is. Do you know who they're
Trump?
Referring to there?
Well, maybe. Trump.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. And we have to get this religious thing out of the conversation,
right?
And there, you know, we got to keep the schools independent. These are public schools. Again, they want to do away with public schools, give everybody a school voucher across the United States. You can go to any school you want.
Sure.
And it's going to be very, very expensive because then there'll be tuitions, and parents will have to keep up with those tuitions and have savings accounts, just like for college accounts. It creates this maze for parents in order to navigate and try to keep their money. And if they have these investments, by the way, if something happens in their life, they have a health event of some sort and they need extra money, that money is locked away and they can't use it. So, it's a trap for the middle class and lower class. They're never going to get out of where they are. And that's, I think, part of the plan by millionaires and billionaires. That's where I'm going with it. All right.
Well, in these cabinet picks, you know, Trump just keeps picking the most controversial people he can possibly find. As long as they salute him and kiss the ring, that's good. And if they're rich, that's even better.
Right.
And, then he's – there's just so much of it going on, it's hard to keep track of it, and that's exactly what he wants. You know, and just flood it with more and more controversy every day, deportation, cabinet picks, anything you want. And Elon Musk on top of it,
right,
being another crazy guy there. It's just that's what he wants to do, just diffuse the conversation to nothing but controversy, and He's right in the middle of the ringleader.
You know, he and Vivek are going to definitely make some major cuts. And these cuts, of course, have to do with the lower and middle class. It has nothing to do with the upper class whatsoever. Yeah. And we have to suffer through the pain, but we'll understand in 10 or 15 years that that pain was worth it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll all be much better.
Yeah, that's going to be much better.
In the long run.
And this is a dream. This is the dream team that Trump is putting together. By the way, why don't we play this? Let's see here. That is, Monica Crowley.
Okay,
she's been around politics for a long time. Let's listen to her point of view. Cut 122 on what Trump is doing. Listen to this.
Making America great again. Every single cabinet pick that he has announced so far is incredibly accomplished and strong on their own. As a team, this really is a dream team. We have not seen this kind of talent pool since the founding fathers.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, that's...
Yeah. Wow.
I don't... My head is spinning.
We haven't seen a talent pool like that since the founding fathers.
Well, that, and of course, Trump keeps pushing. He's calling senators directly. He wants to push through all of these nominees right away. Just get them in there. Get them on board.
Well, yeah.
We don't want any oversight. We don't want any.
This is the guy he wants to push through more than anything. It's Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
And two women testified that Gaetz paid them to attend sex parties where he allegedly had sex with multiple individuals and appeared to be under the influence of drugs. Yeah. This isn't just another scandal. This is a sitting congressman facing allegations of criminal behavior. Of course, you know, he quit. Gaetz has denied wrongdoing, but the House Ethics Committee is still investigating, and that report is sitting there waiting for somebody to release, and they have leaked it, of course. So, he really is sending these calls out to get Gaetz approved.
As the top law enforcement official in the country, Matt Gaetz.
It's just the opposite of where he belongs. And talking about, putting this cabinet together, let's listen to the opening from 60 Minutes, cut 115.
Okay.
This is groundbreaking.
Where do you hear this?
This past week, Republicans won the House majority, and President-elect Trump made nominations to his cabinet. Some nominees appear to have no compelling qualifications other than loyalty to Trump.
Scott Pelley.
The nominees are Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth to lead the 3 million people of the Department of Defense. He's a combat veteran, most recently a morning show host on Fox News with no government experience. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, in charge of law enforcement. Gaetz has been investigated by Republicans for alleged drug use and sex with a minor. Gaetz denies those allegations. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Oh, she sought a pardon for Edward Snowden, who leaked U.S. secrets and now lives in Russia. And Robert Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services, a skeptic of vaccinations. It's up to the new Republican majority in the Senate to decide whether these nominees are equipped to represent the American people.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Some of those senators are pushing back, but
they're not. They're pushing back.
They have to.
Look like they're doing something.
Right.
They'll all agree eventually.
Think so?
Yeah.
You think that report on Gaetz will ever come out, Matt Gaetz?
Well, you know, it's been leaked, so
some
it is kind
leaked.
Of out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting more texts here. Matt from Middleton says they want a techno-feudalism where everything is privatized and we pay a fee to be a part of it. Look at Argentina to see where they want to go. And let's see, right before that, authoritarians prefer loyalty over expertise. Expect more incompetent picks from Trump. Yeah, we appreciate your texts. Got a couple others up there.
Yeah, Lynn says Muslims, Catholics, and Jews all worship God. So, say God is important. I hope they have
all in school. I'm not sure if we got
all
that.
In school. I'm not quite sure.
If you're, I think they're getting at if you're gonna say a Christian prayer, then you're gonna have to say a Jewish prayer and an Islamic prayer.
Yes. equal opportunity
and
prayer.
And we're sitting here watching all of this happen because the public had the misinformation out there that somehow the economy was crashing. You know, it's falling apart, right?
Right. It's not the case.
No, it's not the case.
At all.
It isn't.
Yeah.
I want to get to something, a little short thing here. I think, do we have time for...
A little less than 3 minutes.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's play this then.
what do you
this
got?
This yeah, is what good is stuff. It?
This is, it's the economy stupid or people stupid about the economy.
Okay.
So check this out. This is cut 171. Can you check? This might be a little hard for you to find. You got it? All right.
Okay.
Let's play it.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. You don't see another advanced economy like this. We'll probably get something like a 3% growth rate in the data for the last quarter. That follows 3% the quarter before. Inflation's come down, the unemployment rate's come down the last 2 months. So it's hard not to be enthusiastic about this macroeconomy. Now, as a lot of causes, I'm not saying this is all Biden by any stretch, but it's quite good.
Capital spending going up that much and GDP now running in the threes, we're looking at a relatively strong economy, at least in the business sector.
And yet the voters seem to disagree. Polling at CBS done earlier this month showed that 6 out of 10 Americans actually rated this economy as either fairly bad or very bad. Only 1 in 10 said that it was very good. Why do you think that is? And
yeah, look, I mean, we had a lot of inflation. That inflation was quite bad. It got households into a deep hole in terms of prices outstripping wages. Now it's the opposite. Wages are outstripping prices. People are digging themselves out of that hole. But I get why they feel that way. And it's compounded by the fact that you always get when there's inflation, people credit themselves for their wage gains. They blame the government for the price increases. And they don't see the two as linked, something that economists call money illusion. So it's some combination of reality, money illusion, and then things that probably have nothing to do with the economy that people are reading.
All right, there you go. Okay. The money illusion. You know, if they do make more money, it's on them. They
sure.
did that.
Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with the president. But if the price of eggs goes up, that president, what is he doing? You know,
exactly.
Doesn't have anything to do with bird flu or anything else like that, right? So these are market forces.
Exactly.
And that's what we're looking at. And they try to blame somebody for all of this stuff. Well, if it's capitalism, it is market forces.
Exactly.
It's happening in the marketplace. It has nothing to do with politicians.
We'll be back with this, that, and the other, some odds and ends, some leftovers next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
Eat those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
Let me just share this with you, John, that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or on the west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. We got a leftover from Jeff Daniels. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to play something first, and this is kind of scary stuff. I mean, this is out there, and that is the threat to some of the major networks being taken into court and losing their broadcast license.
Their FCC licenses, I've heard Trump talk about that a number of times.
Brendan Carr, Trump's pick for the FCC chair, told Maria Bartiromo that NBC could lose its license over having Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live.
Wait a minute.
Seriously.
What? Come on.
I know. This is that's a little over the top, but... let's listen to cut 121.
And what should be the ramification here?
Yeah, we need to keep every single remedy on the table. I mean, one of the remedies the FCC has ultimately would be license revocation if we find that it's egregious, and we'll see what they have to say about this. But it needs to deter this type of conduct, because when you're 50 hours before the opening of election day, the whole purpose of this rule is to give people a fair shot.
Well, they did give a fair shot.
Yeah, they gave Trump some time the next day.
Absolutely.
So what's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't know. But, boy, it's scary stuff when you hear that kind of threat taking
place. We were joking yesterday after the show about civic media, our licenses getting taken away. And Sage came out, and Catherine said to Sage, "Sage, you look like a pirate." He just looked back at us. He looked a little confused.
We're all going to have to wear eye patches.
He told us a pirate joke.
He did.
Yeah.
Pretty
did.
Funny, too.
What's a pirate's favorite letter? We all said R. They're rather fond of the sea.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
That was good.
Yep. The return of pirate radio. I can just see that now. All right.
That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. Let's listen to something from Jeff Daniels. You know, he really made a name for himself when he appeared in the show Newsroom.
Right.
And it was a great scene in there where he talked about America not being as great as people say it is. Mm. But this is Jeff, his opinion about Donald Trump. Let's check this out.
After the election, I was surprised at some of the people. You know, I said, "Can you believe this election?" And they go, "Yeah, isn't it great?" And you're going, "Whoa, my wife's on Facebook." And these go, "Oh, we got another Trumper." You know, and it's just, you didn't see it coming. I know these people. They're good people. And there are reasons why. And I think there are people in the Midwest between the coasts who don't pretend, who don't know anything about, who don't care about this, who don't have time for this, who have to make a decision now. You believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Your kids are looking up at you going, "But he lies." And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, you know, a mob acts on emotion, absent facts, mostly absent responsibility. What they get is anonymity. A conscience can be exhausting. It'll keep you up at night. Mm-hmm. A mob's a place where people go to take a break from their conscience. That's what I see when I look at Trump's rallies. That's when I see the lies spewing at these people and people going, "I got to believe in something. And he said he'd bring my manufacturing job back." At the end of the day, aside from, yeah, I don't want to pay taxes, it's race. It's race. This is about the Republican Party, or a wing of it, going, "This is our last chance to save the party. And if we don't, it's the end of the Republican Party." And the only way they can do that was to tap the race button and say, "Go ahead, it's okay." And he did, and they did. And that was the only card they had left to play, and they played it. And they aren't going to go quietly.
And that's great opinion.
Yeah,
he was just ad-libbing.
Very powerful. Yeah.
That says a lot.
It does. And it's kind of, where do we go from here? How do we act from here? What do we do?
Well, we just have to. I think the best thing that we could do now is hope that Biden has a plan. Now, the guardrails are down for Biden as well.
Hmm.
So maybe he should do something very bold.
What, last minute?
Yes.
Last
absolutely.
60 days?
Yes. The suggestion was to just make every DACA child a citizen. Sweep of the pen.
Could he do that?
Citizenship.
Yeah.
For every one of them. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's an official act.
Right.
Okay. Try to challenge that baby in court. You can't do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the suggestions. I think that's the way he should go with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other is, I think what we need to do is abandon X. As much as I push that on this show, watching X as X, you're driving
Twitter
into work.
X. Yeah. Going to get off of that.
I really think this is it, man.
More people are getting on.
I just want to abandon. Yeah.
What is it?
Everybody's going to Blue Sky.
Blue
now.
Sky. Yeah.
Remember, I called it Blue Ski?
Blue Sky. Right.
Well, that's what
it's
it
blue
looks
sky.
Like. You know? Blue Sky, right.
Yeah.
Its growth has exploded, more than doubling to 15 million plus users. And get this.
Since the election.
Yeah. They only have 20 full timers.
Oh, working there?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So they're going to have to expand just a little bit. And I'm hoping somewhere along the way they allow podcasts, live broadcasts like this show, just as we're doing on all the other social media forms. Mm-hmm. I think you know, they should at least provide this as a service as well. I'm not sure if they have that ability yet.
Well, but, they'll get there.
We'll certainly see. Blue Sky. Make the transition, folks. Everybody's going to Blue Sky now.
Okay.
That's my big recommendation. Big thumbs up.
Thank you, John. Okay. Check it out.
Yep. All right.
All right. That's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, author and blogger Mike McCabe will be here because it's Wednesday. Next, it's that sexy liberal lady, Stephanie Miller. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Ready to go.
Hey, yeah, well, I'm okay. Good. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
I'm not worried about you. Gonna have a couple of drinks. It's the John and Gordy
Show. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.